doctors and dentists and most probably a lot of ministers are always asked not to go back to their church. Well, I don't know how you felt about that. If you know, they don't want you to practice or preach within a certain radius of or certain amount of miles. And I don't know, you know, I think some of you, I know some people grew up in their church and then became the minister, and I don't know what that would be like. But what if you went away and then you went back? I don't think it works. It doesn't work, as people will only remember what you were like as a child. Now, in a way, it did happen to me, but not necessarily going back into my childhood church. But here in Witney, where for many years, a lot of you probably remember that I was a member of the Witney Dramatic Society and was seen on stage as various characters, and not least Prince Charming. I well remember preaching in a local Anglican church when we had a pulpit swap. And one of the members of that church came up to me afterwards and she said, "Do you know what? I couldn't get past seeing you slapping your thigh as Prince Charming." And there I was preaching God's word, but she just couldn't get past that. She remembered who I had been, but she hadn't seen who I was or who I am. Also, more recently, when I rekindled a relationship with an old friend of many years, hearing that she had been unwell, I asked if I could pray for her. As she had been the one in our group of workmates who had been the Christian, sadly not so much now, she thought I was joking. "She said, 'You're having a laugh, aren't you?' And then again, people only remember who you were years ago, not the person that God is helping you to be now. And in the scripture this morning, Jesus seems to have had a similar experience. He was seen to be who he was, not who he is. So why did he go back home? After all, it had been about a year since he left. Some months earlier, before his reputation spread, the people of his hometown tried to explain away his claim of being God and to protect the reputation of his family and the community by saying, "He is beside himself." Not too long before, his friends and family came to take him home because they feared he was out of his mind. You'll find that in Mark chapter 3, verse 21. Perhaps Jesus went back home with a thought of, well, time has passed, things have happened, maybe now they will believe. He went back because he wouldn't give up on the people he loved. Jesus never gives up. He didn't need the disciples to go with him. After all, it was his hometown. He could go there alone. So why take the disciples? Well, maybe he took the disciples for the sake of the disciples. They needed to see how Jesus acted in times of denial. They had been part of his successes. They had witnessed miracles at wedding feasts, seen a bleeding woman healed, and the miracle of a dead daughter given life. Now the disciples needed to witness how Jesus reacted to rejection so they would know how to react when they face rejection. On the Sabbath, Jesus preached in the synagogue, and the scripture says the people were amazed. They knew Jesus. They knew his background and his family. They knew that his claims for himself couldn't be true. People so often have a hard time looking beyond what they know from the past to see the truth of the present. The people in Nazareth knew Jesus. They knew him as a schoolboy. They knew him as a teenage neighbour. And even the people who knew him turned their back. Jesus couldn't accomplish much in Nazareth. He healed a few, but there was so much more he could have done if the people's belief would have allowed it. Only a few believed. Only a few came, and only a few were healed. That afternoon when he left Nazareth, those with him no doubt thought the trip a waste of time. But do you know what? God has had a reason for Nazareth, and he has a message for us. God says, don't let the limited faith in others limit your faithfulness to God. A prophet may never be honoured in his hometown, but that doesn't make his or her work any less important. You and I do not have to be honoured or respected to be useful to God. We, as well as those first disciples, need to remember that if friends, neighbours, or even family don't respect your Christian work, don't let their rejection keep you from serving God. If there is anything for you and me to recognise as we stand by those disciples in Nazareth, it is that sometimes rejection is the cost of discipleship. Don't let it discourage you. Stand firm, for God stands with you and keeps you strong. God says, don't give up on others. We may feel we've failed in our effort. However, many successes begin as failure. All of us fell down the first time as babies when we tried to walk. The disciples and you and I need to remember that Jesus never gave up. His own family had rejected him and tried to get him to stop, but he never gave up on them, and one half-brother, James, became a strong Christian leader in Jerusalem. Let us remember the example of Jesus. He didn't give up. God says, stay close to and learn from others in the faith. Jesus took his disciples with him. He allowed them to share in his experiences so they could learn. They learned while they were with him. Standing together, they saw the reaction of the people and the love of their teacher. In the book of Acts, when people accepted Jesus as Lord, the first thing they would do is bond together in a church. Suffering would come, and they needed each other's support and help. And so do we. People who come here to this church come because they are looking for something. And what many times we are looking for is warmth, friendship, and acceptance. Our goal must be that each person who enters that door sees here the acceptance and love they are longing for and longing to find. That takes time and effort on our part. Jesus took his friends with him when he went back home. Never allow what others do or say deter you in your work with God, walk with God. Rejection and ridicule didn't stop Jesus. The reaction and the words of other people must never obstruct our walk with Christ. God longs so much for each one of us to be with him. Remember Jesus' story of the shepherd who lost a lamb? He left the 99 alone and went to look for the one which was lost. Don't let what anyone does rob you of that relationship that God wants for you. The scriptures don't tell us whether Jesus ever went back to Nazareth, but that day on Calvary, it was for the people of Nazareth that Jesus died. It was for the crowd who cried, crucify him. He died that day for the people here. Jesus Christ suffered Calvary for the men and women who today turn him away and ignore him. And nothing they or anyone else could say or do to him would ever make him turn away from God's mercy. That's the Saviour we follow. Amen.